This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The number of deaths from the coronavirus in the United States increased to 19, while Vice President Mike Pence announced plans to test and treat passengers on a cruise ship in California. AP's Julie Walker.
Karen Dever from New Jersey got on the ship with her husband for a celebratory cruise. Now she wonders when she will ever get off. She says President Trump's comments about keeping them there are just plain wrong.
I'm an American. I should be allowed in to my country.
Vice President Pence says they're making arrangements to dock the ship and test all the passengers.
Bring the ship into a non-commercial port. All passengers and crew will be tested for the coronavirus and quarantined as appropriate. Those that require additional medical attention will also receive it.
I'm Julie Walker.
Italy's government drafted plans to quarantine the entire Lombardy region around Milan, as well as 11 provinces. A draft of the government resolution obtained by Italian media said movement into and out of the regions would be severely restricted until April 3rd. Meanwhile, Pope Francis has canceled his regular appearances to public to avoid crowds gathering to see him. Reuters' Francesca Lina.
The Vatican said that on Sunday, the 83-year-old pontiff will not address crowds from a window overlooking St. Peter's Square, and for the time being will opt for video streaming instead. Italy is the worst-hit European country, with a death toll of nearly 200. The leader of the country's co-ruling Democratic Party, Nicola Zingaretti, confirmed on Saturday that he too had contracted the virus.
Anche io ho il coronavirus.
On Saturday, France, Germany and the Netherlands all reported a rise in the number of cases, while Malta, Slovakia and Serbia confirmed their first infections.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina reporting.